To New South Wales, where Chris Minns has been sworn in as the state's new premier. While the final makeup of the parliament remains uncertain, obviously votes are still being counted, it's clear the election didn't deliver the independent wave, which was teal-tinted, seen at the federal ballot. But that doesn't mean there haven't been some interesting victories for the non-aligned. One of those is Judy Hannon, the newly elected member for the seat of Wallandilly, which stretches from Camden and Campbelltown to the Southern Highlands. Judy, welcome.
Good morning.
I should say congratulations. You were approached to run for the Liberals in Wallandilly by Gladys Berejiklian in 2019, but didn't work out. What happened?
Well, the political parties do their factional thing, and myself and my husband are banned from joining the Liberal Party. Simply, that was a way of getting rid of us out of the factional, getting us out of the way of people who wanted a safe seat.
So what was the reason cited for why you couldn't join the Liberal Party?
I'm not exactly sure, because I'd run as an independent previously or something like that. I just think they made up whatever they wanted. Simply they wanted this safe seat for themselves, for somebody, else.
So now it's not safe. Are you glad you were blocked from running for the Liberals? Do you think you'd be a member now if you were successful back then?
No, I'm really, really glad, because as an independent, I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to answer to any political parties. I just need to answer to my electorate and the people here, and that's really, really exciting.
You were a Wallandilly councillor, so you had community recognition. What do you think ultimately swung it for you?
I think that was certainly beneficial, but that's only half of the electorate. The biggest issue out here is we're being given an incredible number, of developments, of thousands and thousands of houses, but we're not being given any infrastructure at all.
And your seat takes in areas that were devastated by flooding in 2021, along with the Warragamba Dam. You opposed raising that dam wall. How important was this issue in your campaign?
So people of New South Wales don't realise how important this was, because this wasn't just important for the people of Warragamba in particular, who were going to suffer with the cement-making, exercise that would have gone on for years and years. But by not raising the dam wall, we've protected an incredible amount of Indigenous history and artwork, and we've also protected some animals, especially birds, that would be extinct otherwise.
Development is a huge issue in your seat more broadly. What are the things that you want to do? I mean, it looks like maybe Labor won't have a majority. We still don't know really, but it's looking that way. The Greens are offering the Minns government support, but obviously, you potentially have more flexing of your muscle if it is a minority government. What are the things that you want to pursue?
So I'm not worried if they are minority or majority. I'll work with whoever's in there. I certainly want to get some roads changed back to state roads. We've got roads that come up to our borders and become local, and then when they leave again, they become state again. I want to have a look at the Picton Bypass, which is desperate for the people in this area. When we have fires, we have a one-lane bridge and a 25-kilometre-an-hour railway tunnel to evacuate in. I want to have a look at Bowral Hospital that's been promised in 2015, 19 and 23 for stage two. So I just want to deliver the things that the people here need: transport, hospitals, education. We're as big as the whole of the Sydney metropolitan area, and yet we've only got two public high schools in our area.
Wow. You received support from the Climate 200 group. Now, you've said that you don't consider yourself a teal. Why is that?
So neither do they consider me as a teal. I'm an independent, and they some of the things that they run as their policies, such as integrity, are things that we have in common. They also literally give people a little bit of a step up, because that allows you to run against big political parties. It levels the playing field, and I'm very grateful for that. But I did have donations from Liberal Party members and Labor Party members and a lot of community. I think there were over 272 people that made donations from 50 cents to the $3,000. So, you know, it's been supported by many people. And we had 200 community people on the ground working on last Saturday.
So how would you describe your relationship with Climate 200 then? And when you say you don't consider yourself a teal and neither do they, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Where do you depart from the sorts of issues that teals have been raising?
Well, obviously they were very city-centric and up on the northern beaches area. And I guess, well, I don't exactly know where I part from them, other than the fact that I'm supported by a multitude of people from a multitude of areas, and certainly by the community here. But yeah, I agree with integrity, looking after the community, and certainly gender equity is a really big thing. You know, there's some really smart ladies that ran up there, but I'm not deep into, you know, the group of them. So,
yeah.
But I thank them for their effort, and I thank all the other people, even the people that donated 50 cents. It all made a difference.
No doubt. I'm just wondering if we can look at the sort of predictions that there would be lots of teals that would win. Obviously, you say you're not a teal, but you have one. You're an independent. Mm-hmm. What's your analysis of why we're not seeing? We didn't see it in Victoria. We haven't really seen it in New South Wales, with, as I say, your exception. Why aren't we seeing these big gains for independents? Some people are saying it's because we don't have Scott Morrison as Prime Minister anymore. Do you see it that way?
I think it's still just a big ask for independents. I think that's really all it is. When you think about the fact that you're just an individual sitting around your kitchen table trying to work out a campaign with just local community, I think it's still a really, really big ask. And I think that's the only thing. Because if you look at some of those women in particular that ran in the Northern Beaches, they're extremely intelligent, dedicated women. And really, if the political parties, no matter what colour they are, were smart, they would have picked these people up long ago.
Are they starting to? Do you know if they're cultivating some of these people, these women?
No, I don't believe so. I believe they're only putting women there so they look good. They're not putting women there for the right reason, saying, you know, this is the best person for the job. They're going, oh, we look a bit bad for the, you know, to the community because we've not got enough women. And that's the reason they're putting them there, not for the right reason.
I understand you want to change the name of your electorate. What do you want to change it to?
I'd really like to talk to the elders in the area, but it causes a lot of confusion being called Wallandilly, because as you would appreciate, half of our area is the Wallandilly Shire Council and the other half is the Whinger-Carrabee Shire Council. And the people in Whinger-Carrabee are totally confused because we have this electorate called Wallandilly. I'd really love to talk to the elders in the area and get a name that is distinctive, that everybody knows that they're, you know, under the one electorate.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Judy, and again, congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. Bye.
Judy Hannan there, the newly elected independent member for the New South Wales state seat in the state election of Wallandilly, and she wants that to change.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.